Good morning, members. Today I'm calling the Committee on Rules and Administration to order on Wednesday, March 8th at 11:42. I'll just note that clock is wrong. Today we have two bills before the committee. The first is Senate File 47. Senator Pappas, I believe you have an amendment to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have the A5 amendment.
Okay. Would you like to present the bill with the amendment?
Yes. I can tell you briefly about the amendment.
Okay.
That what the amendment basically does is reduce redundancies. As I was looking at the bill when we were in Judiciary Committee and reading it over, and I hadn't spent enough time with it before that, we got the language from another state, that I realized that it was kind of repetitive. So I went through it and decided to delete some of the provisions that I thought were not essential.
All right, thank you. Senator Frentz, would you move the A5 amendment? Senator Frentz has moved the A5 amendment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Senator Pappas, to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. What's before you, Senate File 47, is a resolution memorializing Congress to resolve that the requirements have been met to ratify the ERA, and it shall be known as the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. The Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment has never been interpreted to guarantee equal rights in the same way as an Equal Rights Amendment will do. Only since 1971 has the 14th Amendment been applied to sex discrimination. Yet, in spite of that, when Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia voted against the Lilly Ledbetter Act, he declared that the U.S. Constitution does not prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex. That's why we need the ERA. Currently, women too often are tracked into jobs that are typically paid less than jobs in industry, which are male-dominated. Roughly two-thirds of minimum wage earners, essential workers, and seniors living below the poverty level are women. That's why we need the ERA. Racial disparities persist. Women make an average of only 82 cents for every dollar that men earned. And Minnesota, according to the Minnesota Attorney General's recent study, while white women received 18% less wages on average than white men, Asian American women received 25% less wages than white men. African American women received 40% less, and Latinas received 45% less. And women here with a master's degree working full-time earn $1,000 less per year than a comparable man with only a bachelor's degree. That's why we need the ERA. We can't be the beacon of light to the world until we address equal justice under law for all citizens of Minnesota and the country. The ERA spells out equality under the law. So, Madam Chair, with that, I would respectfully request that that the committee vote for Senate File 47.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. Members, any questions? Okay. With that, Senator Rust, will you move that Senate File 47 as amended be passed and sent to general orders? All right, Senator Rust moves that Senate File 47 as amended be passed and sent to general orders. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The bill passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to set them up?
No, I'm fine.
Thank you. Next we have Senate File 37. Senator Kunesh, to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, this is a constitutional amendment suggestion for equality under the law. Without the Equal Rights Amendment, women, as we've heard and as you all know, have historically and regularly, and even men, have had to fight long, expensive, and difficult legal battles in an effort to prove their rights are equal to those of the other sex or gender. Every single one of us, no matter where we live in Minnesota, has the right to live free from violence and discrimination, to enjoy the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health, to be educated, to practice our religion of choice, to love and marry who we choose, to own property, to vote, and to work in a profession of choice while earning an equal wage of everyone else at our level. 80% of the people in the United States think that men and women are guaranteed equal rights in the U.S. and the Minnesota Constitution, and they are wrong. Members, I offer that this one sentence would make all the difference to ensure that all Minnesotans are guaranteed protections under the Minnesota Constitution. Equality under the law shall not be abridged or denied by this state or any of its cities, counties, or other political subdivisions on account of race, color, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, age, disability, ancestry, or national origin. This bill, when passed, does not automatically add this statement to our state constitution, but it puts the question to the voters of Minnesota. SF 37 will allow Minnesotans to decide if they want this statement of equality to be codified, putting unquestionable protections for women and other marginalized gender directly into the Minnesota Constitution. According to a 2016 survey commissioned by the ERA Coalition, a whopping 94% of people in the United States would support an amendment enshrining gender equality into the Constitution. When the Equal Rights Amendment was passed by Congress in 1972, it was a culmination of a fight that had already lasted four decades, and as a number of women here in the room today, they have been fighting for decades as well. And it is far from over. A formal protection under law guaranteeing gender equality is not an anomaly. After learning about gender equality laws in other countries, 81% of the voters said that they would support the ERA. That included 92% of Democrats, 78% of Independents, and 70% of Republicans. This ERA passage would be a significant historic victory for women and gender equality and provide permanent protection against laws that discriminate on the basis of sex and/or gender. The bedrock principle and protections the ERA offers would be enshrined in Minnesota's most basic legal document, providing a permanent and powerful tool to achieve true human equality. And so, members, with that, I would ask for your support in moving the Senate File 37 on to ensure that we have this statement of equality in our state constitution decided by the people.
Thank you. Members, any questions? Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And not a question, but first to say thank you to Senator Kunesh and to Senator Pappas for bringing this forward. And I keep thinking about Lizzo, who says it's about damn time, and it is. But today I want to talk about a woman who lives in the district I represent, Joan Whitman, who is 92 years old and has been an advocate for my entire career and time in St. Paul for this moment. And she testified last week remotely because she's home with COVID. It's important, I think, that her name be mentioned. There are a number of people in this room that live in the district I represent, and I'm really proud to be here with them. But Joan has been fierce. And I just want to make sure that she's with us in voice today as you advance this. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Senator Johnson.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. And thank you, Senator Kunesh, for bringing this forward as well. I looked through the description here of the protections that we're adding to the to the Constitution, race, color, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender, ID, expression, et cetera, et cetera. And when you were going through your testimony just now, a moment ago, you also said, and I want to quote, this is about protecting, quote, religion of choice as well. I do notice that religion is missing out of that descriptive terms. Could you, is that just an oversight, or could you explain where the protections for religion is, which we typically have in descriptions like this?
Sorry, Senator Kunesh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, and Senator, as we discussed just before we started here, when you asked about that, religion is an important word, and we recognize that. And I believe the reason that I prefer the choice of word creed is because creed refers to a set of moral or ethical beliefs and the practices and observances that are associated with different religions. But with the word creed, we have a broader acceptance of those different faith beliefs that might not fall under the definition of religion. And so with the use of creed, we have now provided an even broader sense and support and protections for those that have faith base that maybe don't fall under the umbrella or the definition of religion.
Senator Johnson.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. And so back to your comments then. So the creed is more of the patterns and practices within a certain religion. So then it seems to me that your argument is actually in reverse, because a religion would cover more of the broad scale, a grander sort of aspect of protections, whereas creeds is more of the definitional specifics within each individual religion. To me then, if I go back to that list, I would think it would be pretty common sense then to say, if you want to include creed, that's wonderful, but then as a broader aspect, maybe we should add religion in there as well. Would that be something that you'd be amenable to?
Senator Kunesh.
Sure. You know, we had this discussion prior to this very moment, I might, you know, have been able to reach out to our stakeholders and to the other folks that have a voice in this and propose that opportunity for inclusion on that. But I don't represent this statement as an individual here, even though I am legislating for it. If you look around and see all of these people here, those are the people that I would want to have consensus with. So at this time, I don't think that I will accept that suggestion, but I just want to also reiterate that creed incorporates belief systems that may not be expressed by an organized religious group, and we want to ensure that those folks would have the same equality under law as anyone else.
Senator Johnson, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, if I may.
Okay.
Just finish up with this and then I'll be done. So I appreciate that. And like I said, again, I'm not saying that we remove creed if that doesn't fall underneath the rubric of religion. I'm just saying that this is something that if we added religion to this description as we normally do throughout state law, and I don't have an example right now off the top of my head. We're just having this conversation, like you say. But the other thing that I want to talk to as well on your what you just said and on your comments is that, you know, we've got to talk to the people on the outside as well, and that I very much appreciate that. But you also have an election certificate, and they have elected you to represent the interests here too. So we have the ability in committee to actually look at a bill, understand what's going on, and say, yes, that sounds like a common sense thing. We can get bipartisan support on it. Why don't we do that? Because I'm representing my constituents, you're representing your constituents and stakeholders outside. They've entrusted us, because we won our elections, to do that. And so the idea that we can't do work in the committee, that's kind of disappointing to me. And I've heard that throughout this session, is that we can't do this without contacting other people. Well, we've done that. That's the election process. We're constantly contacting those folks. But we've got to do our work, too. We have the power. We have the election certificates to make those changes. So we can talk about this offline. We still have, you know, some more discussion on this bill going forward. But I hope that you and I can figure out what we want to do with the bill together based on the election certificates that we have, too.
Senator Rust.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Senator Kunesh. I know you're not going to support any changes now, but I agree with Senator Johnson. I think the word religion is greatly needed in this and can be just added after creed or before creed. I do think it is a much broader issue. It's not just a set of beliefs. It's something other than that, and we should want to recognize that. So going forward, as the bill moves, I certainly hope you will consider adding that word, not taking anything out, but adding that word that means so much to many of us. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senator Johnson.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Kunesh, I would like to double down on the comments that were just made. There certainly is time between now and floor action to visit with your special interests in order to get a reaction from them regarding the inclusion of the word religion. We may have different groups that want to be represented, but however, we have a very traditional group in Minnesota that recognizes the word religion as a very sincerely held faith. And I, quite honestly, I can't imagine a statement in regarding human rights and the protection of those rights without the word religion. And so I would hope that you would avail yourself and take time to visit with the sponsors of your bill and see what their reaction might be. In addition to that, I did have a question. We asked this question in the Judiciary Committee last week regarding on lines 1.17, the word expression, gender identity or expression. Expression is a, I consider it a verb, an action word, and yet the word of race or color or creed and others are not, which is making it a little unusual for a statement like this. So could you please explain your interpretation of what expression would curtail? What would it, maybe you could give me an example of why that word needs to be placed into this type of a document.
Sure.
Senator Kunesh.
Sure. So just so that everybody here has the context of the sentence, I'm going to take out everything except that. Shall the Minnesota Constitution be amended by adding a specific guarantee that equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or any of its cities, councils, or political divisions on account of gender identity or expression? So a person that is expressing their gender identity, whether it's through clothing or action or practice of what they are doing, that they cannot be denied equality under those reasons.
Madam Chair.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you for that, Senator Kunesh. I might want to use a different example. Let's say we said that entire sentence on account of race or expression, or disability or expression, or ancestry or expression. I think that the word itself, the noun, is enough. Ancestry, if I want to celebrate my ancestry, my nationality from Europe, I might attend a community activity that wears lederhosen and dances a polka. But I don't think that I need the word expression to give me an added definition that justifies my actions, because it's who I am, not necessarily what I do. So I'm glad you tried to give me a definition of the word expression by describing it in the sentence, but I'm still doubtful that it needs to be in this document. But thank you anyway.
Members, any other questions, discussion? Okay, with that, Senator Marty, will you move that Senate File 37 as amended? Well, this one's not as amended.
So moved. This is a good bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Marty moves that Senate File 37 be passed and sent to general orders. All in favor?
Madam Chair.
Oh, Senator Johnson.
Can I make an amendment on that motion?
Sure.
Okay. Can the amendment be to lay it over? Or I'm sorry, can I make the motion to lay it over?
Senator Johnson makes a motion to lay the bill over. Is that a no discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. The motion does not pass. The motion fails. All right. Senator Marty.
I'll renew my motion, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Marty moves that Senate File 37 be passed and sent to general orders. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you, members. And with that, we are adjourned.